You might not expect Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump to be popular in China or among Chinese Americans in the United States. During his campaign, Trump has made many comments about China draining away American money and jobs. Yet, Trump has many supporters in China and among Chinese American voters, but they support him for very different reasons. KUOW's Amy Radel explains.
Last Friday, an airplane flew over Seattle, pulling the banner Washington Chinese Americans for Trump. The organization Chinese Americans for Trump was started by California resident David Tian Wang. He said his effort now has members in 30 states, and many have raised funds to send those airplane banners through their skies. Wang said many of these voters support Trump's stances on issues like immigration and national security. He says the message on the banner is intended to serve two purposes: to promote their preferred presidential candidate and also to galvanize Chinese Americans to become politically involved.
I don't care if they go out and vote for Hillary or Trump, you know, or some other guy, but as long as they're voting. This is what counts. Obviously, I prefer them to vote for Trump, but I'll be really happy if those people who have never voted before can go out and vote.
Wang himself is in the process of becoming a U.S. citizen, but said that won't happen before November 8th. Still, he said he's knocked on doors and talked to voters every day this year. He said he started off supporting Democrats, but drifted toward the Republican Party over the last several years.
We see that the Republican values are more in line with the Chinese-American values. For example, their education policy is based on meritocracy, which is the same, which is exactly what we want, meritocracy. We want to be able to have our kids to be admitted to higher educational institutes based on how much they have sacrificed, how much they worked, how hard they worked instead of their skin color.
Wang initially supported Jeb Bush, but finds that Trump's emergence in this election year has led to a wider political awakening among Chinese Americans he knows.
We just got into politics, so we're like 15 years old, falling in love.
For that reason, Wang said it was disturbing to read an earlier version of a KUOW story which failed to include the voices of Chinese Americans who support Trump and instead conflated his political efforts in the U.S. with the views of Chinese nationals. Diane, a Chinese American and small business owner in Kirkland, was one of the people who gave money to help fund the pro-Trump airplane banner over Seattle. She asked that her last name not be used because she fears repercussions to her business. Diane came to the U.S. from China as a student in the 1990s. She said Trump is not perfect, but she supports him over Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton, who she views as corrupt.
He might not be experienced, he might not say all the right words, but he's generally care about the country and the people.
She echoed Wang's concerns about the impact of affirmative action or diversity initiatives on Chinese American students and job applicants.
Some big companies starting apply that to the workplace. Basically, if you study good, you get into the college, you're good. Now you can't get into this company because they have certain quota for Asia.
She believes Trump would oppose these policies. These Trump supporters and activists are not necessarily representative of Chinese American voters as a whole. A study released last month by the National Asian American Survey suggested that Asian American voters, including Chinese Americans, are generally gravitating toward the Democratic Party and hold unfavorable views of Trump. Wang says some Chinese nationals support Trump, but for very different reasons from Chinese Americans.
See, there's a huge difference between Chinese nationals and Chinese Americans. For Chinese Americans here, we want Trump for ourselves. We want Trump for America. And for a lot of people, a lot of Chinese nationals in China, they want Trump to win because they hate Hillary.
John Pomfret is the former Washington Post bureau chief in China. He says there's a lot of pro-Trump talk on Chinese social media platforms. There's also a certain nostalgia in China for what Pomfret terms the big political man, a character that Trump inhabits well. And
in China, there's no love lost for Hillary Clinton, partially because in a way Clinton regained her political mojo in China in 1995 during the International Women's Conference.
That's where Clinton pointedly criticized China's human rights record. Pomfret says she's seen as a hawk on China and an experienced negotiator. Meanwhile, Trump's perceived isolationism would create more room for Chinese leadership to expand.
And so there's kind of this sense, almost this gleeful sense, that the Americans elect this guy, China will really be the beneficiary.
Haoyu Wang is an international student majoring in political science at the University of Washington in Seattle. He feels some of that glee.
We don't like Trump as a person, but we like him to, you know, as a tool to kind of bring America down.
Wang says his views aren't necessarily typical of his peers at UW. Many students he knows, both Asian and non-Asian, are supporting Clinton, who Wang sees as tough and experienced. But Wang wants to make his career in China, and he thinks a Trump victory would be good for his home country, which is already on the rise.
We turn the table around. So more and more of us, like international Chinese students, will like to obtain like certain knowledge in the United States and trying to go back and serve our country.
Wang says his support for Trump verges on being sarcastic, but his excitement about what the future holds for him in China is quite sincere. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.